Hi, this is Jay Washburn.
And I'm Joe Bendusky.
And you're listening to Start Writing.
And this is your grammar episode. And the title is How to Find a Unicorn in Under an Hour. And the title has a lot of keys to what we're talking about, which is articles. General and specific. So here's the rule. If you're going to use an article that's a general, A or un, if you have a consonant, you're going to use A, and if you have a vowel, you're going to use un. So let's look at our opening title. A unicorn breaks the rule, and so does an hour breaks the rule. And so we'll talk about exactly why that is. And it's actually pretty simple, because if you think about it, it's like, why does that break the rule? And it's like, because what's happening is we are following how the word is spoken, not how the word is written. The spoken word dominates here. Hmm. A unicorn, because you don't pronounce it with a U, you pronounce it with a Y. And an hour, we do not pronounce the H, right? So pretty simple here. Now, we'll talk about this later, and I think this is what makes the discussion on articles really interesting, is when we talk about regional references, there are what are called dropped articles and shifted articles. And that's where the discussion gets really interesting.
Wait, so I was just thinking about an herb.
Yeah, starts with H.
But I think the British, do they say herb?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, I feel like there's a certain region where they pronounce the H. And so, I assume you shift the article, but I don't know.
Yeah. So here's where things get really interesting. So with unicorn and hour, we're following how the word is spoken, not how it is written. And this is something we've talked about in grammar before, that the spoken word is what will always dominate. Like if you think about, or I guess this isn't necessarily the spoken word dominating, but rather commercialization. Less is for uncountable things, whereas few is for countable. If you can count them, then it's fewer. Mm-hmm. Less is for things like water, right?
Okay.
But grocery stores give you 10 items or less. And because of that, and it's been around so long, you can really use less for either one.
Whoa, because why the heck did they do that?
I guess they just felt it rolls off the tongue better. But because of that, you can really use either way, right? And you can make an acceptable argument. You can't do that with fewer. You don't want fewer water. Nobody wants fewer water. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Huh. But again, it's how that spoken, you know, what is the most common usage of something, and that will become the predominant form. So with less, because honestly, you probably encounter 10 items or less more often than any other reference of less in a week. And so it's an acceptable use for countable items. But again, this is just spoken word, common usage dominates.
I've been studying GMAT recently, and I had a question that was testing less and fewer.
Oh, really?
And so I don't think they were going to let that slide.
Yeah, they probably weren't going to let that one get away.
Man, I cannot believe that the shopping line does that. I never even thought about that. Yeah, now it bugs me a lot.
Grammatically, it should be 10 items or fewer.
Yeah.
But it's less.
Oh, that's
so I guess
funny.
They just felt like fewer was clunky.
Yeah, or, it is a little clunky.
But whoever came up with the slogan, it was picked up by all other grocery chains, because every grocery chain uses that phrase. Yeah. They all use it. Like, nobody ever said, that's grammatically incorrect, we're going to fix this in our grocery store. No, they all just went along. Like,
they should just say, no more than 10 items.
No more than 10.
That flows.
But yeah, so talking about these un and un, so there is an oddity in the word historical, right? Where some people will say unhistorical, where the H is pronounced, but it's still A-N that precedes it.
And is this a British thing? Maybe that's the an herb that I was thinking.
Well, not necessarily. There are even people in the U.S. who do it. And what happened is that the H used to not be pronounced. It was unhistorical. You did not pronounce the H. Thus, it was using A-N, because again, it was the spoken language predominant. But the language changed and people started pronouncing the H, but a lot of people didn't change the general article that was being used with it. And so now you will see unhistorical, even though it totally doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I don't think I've ever heard that said. but I have seen it printed like
printed,
that.
Yeah.
And it always, like, wait, this is a weird typo.
Yeah.
Huh.
So,
wow.
So I guess what makes this lesson interesting is talking about the exceptions and how they've kind of, you know, changed the language, right? Unicorns, you pronounce with a Y, and so you treat it like a consonant.
Okay.
And our, you pronounce with the vowel, so you treat it like it starts with a vowel. And historical is complicated because there's a history to how the word has been pronounced and treated. So it kind of falls in this nebula. So here's where things get really interesting, and that is in dropped articles. So in America, you go to church. There's no article. It's not I'm not going to a church. I'm not going to the church. I just go to church. Mm-hmm. We drop the article. So I remember being in England once, and I heard somebody say, go to hospital. And I was like, the hospital. You have to go to the hospital. How could you can't just not say it that way? And I felt like it was so ridiculous at the time until somebody pointed out to me. He's like, you do it in America too. Like in America, you go to school. I was like, oh my gosh, we drop articles too. But they're different articles depending on the region you're in. So in South Africa, they would say go on mission. No, it's like go on a mission. Go on a mission. You can't drop the or a. Like you got to specify or generalize. But it's just, it's
Wait,
a
So in England, you're saying they would say, I go to a church.
Maybe. I don't know if they do or not, but this was a specific example.
Example.
Go to hospital. Where in America, we will use an article. You need to go to the hospital. Hmm. You need to go to a hospital.
Yeah.
You don't say, you need to go to hospital.
Right.
Right? It sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
It does. Because we don't drop that article here, but there they do. They drop that article.
Okay, so what about this? What if hospital to us is a specific location? Go to the hospital, right? Whereas for a British person, hospital is like help. It's an abstract concept.
I don't think that's
go
that way
to
it
hospital.
Works.
well, think about it. Like, if I were to tell you that I'm going to a specific church building, I would use an article. I would say I'm going to the chapel.
But that's but, chapel.
But if I say I'm going to church, I just mean in a general sense that I'm going to do some worship service, right?
I see what you're saying.
Can this be the distinction, maybe?
But look, if you say I'm going to the chapel, no one says I'm going to chapel.
Right.
We don't drop that article. But at the same time, Sunday morning, I say, where are you going? You can say, I'm going to church or I'm going to the chapel.
Well, but I could also say, I'm going to the church.
You could. You could add in
the
article.
Corner of...
The point is, you don't have to.
Yeah. So, but I'm just...
So, but here, the big point here is that these are regional. I have not included all the points where we will drop articles here in America, nor in England. And so, if you're writing in the dialect of these countries, you're going to want to look up what articles are dropped.
Okay.
And if they don't drop articles that you do, because it will mess up your readers. Now, if I'm reading a book about South Africa and they drop a few different articles, I'm okay with it because I recognize it's different there. Mm-hmm. But if I'm reading a book about Americans in America and they drop the article from hospital, I'm like, that's weird. They should not talk like that. It shouldn't read like that. And so in understanding how articles are dropped, you need to know the history and the place of how to drop those articles.
I think if you're going to write about South Africa, you should move there. But if you can't move there, you should definitely get some South Africans as readers.
Yeah.
Because this, I feel like, would be so hard to catch just by...
Yeah. Well, and I think you need to talk to someone who's either a writer or an English teacher. Because I think anyone else that you ask, like, what articles do you drop? They're like, I don't know. You just do it. All right?
If it were me, I would move there and I would just observe.
Observe. But, I mean, but a lot of people like write books about America and about England who don't necessarily live there. Like, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
And
well, I don't think you need to move there permanently, but as you're drafting, I don't know.
But yeah, and so I did want to point out that these are regionals. And then we have a concept known as a shifted article, where a general is used as a specific or a specific is used as a general. And so this example came from Michigan, where they would say, we're going to the bar. But the was general. It meant any bar. Could have been any one. Like, there was actually a professor who was talking about this specifically. She'd moved to Michigan, and everyone was saying, we're going to the bar. She's like, which one? I don't know which one you're talking about. I just moved here. And he's like, no, we're just going to the bar. And they're like,
we haven't decided yet.
So that's the name? She's like, no, we don't know yet. Just the bar. and eventually she's like, they mean a bar. They're using the article as general. And the dialect of the area shifted that article. It was just how they talked. And so, again...
I'm trying to think. Oh, I guess we might say going to the movies. Going to the movies.
Or
the Quicks Theater.
Yeah.
The theater.
Yeah. It's a shifted article. And that may be, you know, regional here or maybe a U.S. thing. But yeah, going to the movies, going to the theater. Could be like, which one? Like, I don't know.
We haven't decided.
We haven't decided yet. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's a shifted article. And so, again, these are regional. And so one thing you'll need to want to watch out is if you're writing in a region that's not yours, you correct these, right? So we're from the Midwest. If we're writing about the East Coast, we will probably want to fix these shifted articles. They might not be wide across the U.S. But, yeah, and so it's something to watch for. What are your regional ones to make sure you pull those out of your writing if you're writing in a different region? And the region that you're writing about, what are their dropped and shifted articles? And so how do you address those?
Cool.
Yeah, and so we already talked about few and lesser and how that's been manipulated by grocery stores. So this was just a really short one, but I thought, you know, particularly as writers, this is something, you know, an English teacher has a different take on this. Writers, we're all about breaking the rules. Because we do dialects and we do regions and we do dialogue. And so it's a different game that way. And so I did want to point this out in dealing with different regions and time periods, how the language has shifted there. And as always, the spoken word will dominate every time. Because how to catch a unicorn in under an hour is a complete contradiction of all the rules because of the spoken language. So thanks for listening. As always, we would love it if you would rate us on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening on. If you would like a more in-depth episode, write us in and let us know for an episode on a specific topic. We'd always open to suggestions. And tell a friend. So, and if you want to support us, check out some of our books.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.